Let's talk about the New York Knicks organization and James Dolan and the actions that were taken towards Spike Lee. First of all, to Spike, stop going and stop supporting the New York Knicks. They don't give a diggity dog damn about you or your you being a fan. They don't give a damn about the regular fans. You've been there for 20, 30 plus years. You grew up in New York. You've been a fan for basically your whole life, I would assume. You were there when Patrick Ewing was playing, Charles Oakley, a lot of great, you know, greats over the time. Hoping and trying to seek a championship. Jordan smashed that dream. But when you look at the organizational things, they don't give a damn about a championship. They only give a damn about money. They only give a damn about that's just another source of income. And I'm talking about James Dolan, okay? He doesn't like, you know, black people. It's very obvious these white supremacists, they have some sort of attitude towards. They don't care if you're rich. They don't care if you're poor, okay? If you would do that to Spike Lee, once if I went to New York and, you know, said you sell the team to James or even to, you know, yell something out to the team. It's New York. They have colorful language. There's colorful actions. They, you know, it's not like you have the city of New York on your back when, you know, Charles Oakley was ejected. It looked like a damn white supremacist attack. That's what it looked like. And it looked like a damn white supremacist attack on Spike Lee. Like, you gotta tell, you know, policy. It's just a blank door. He's been going through the door for 30 years. I understand that. He spent over $10 million. Jalen Rose said he basically wasn't an ambassador. He shouldn't be an ambassador to the Knicks. But he was an ambassador to the Knicks. He'd been there in color. In the Knicks color. Okay. And they totally disrespected that man. They disrespect the fans. It's just like, you just don't disrespect the fans. They want to see A and you're giving out B. Sooner or later, ain't going to be nobody in Madison Square Garden. I suggest to Spike, though, do not go back. Do not watch it. Unfan yourself. Divorce the New York Knicks. Leave them alone. They do not give a damn. Go to the NBA. That's another option. Go to the NBA organization. You know, call them up. Email them. Reach out to them in this digital age. You know, set something up. You know, give your grievances. Because if you don't have no kind of, you know, you know, and it's New York. Give some kind of notice, you know. Give some kind of notice to that. Because Spike, everybody's going to know Spike. You know, he's a celebrity. He's a famous film director. But that's what I suggest. Leave them entirely alone and try to get James Dolan basically to sell the team. Easier said than done. It's going to get far worse than it is going to get better. But sometimes you have to separate from that whole situation. I know you being the fan of the Knicks. This guy owns the Knicks. You cannot support white supremacy. You know, and the NBA got a lot of that, just as the NFL offered to buy the team. That's another thing that could happen that I would suggest. That's a wonderful idea. I doubt that James Dolan would would allow that because these teams are like slaves. And another thing, J.R. Barrett is not going to stay in the New York Knicks organization. Just like Kevin Durant, it was not going to stay with the Warriors. After you call somebody a bitch and other things that had happened, no guy like that is going to stay. Okay? They're not, they didn't win, he wasn't going to stay. That was just plain and simple. If they had won against the Raptors, he might have to think about it. But they had no chance of winning. But Michael Jordan owns, where's Mike? But Michael Jordan owns the Charlotte Hornets, right? He's from Charlotte. Why can't Spike Lee try to get the Knicks? Or why can't Michael Jordan and that goes to back to Jordan can say what he wanted about Kobe, but there goes back to Jordan's manhood or his blackness. And then I wonder what would happen to Patrick Ewing if he went to the game, you know, and sat down. Would he be ejected 4 minutes into the game? I wonder, because James Dolan is actually kicking people out for disapproving. He's banning fans for disapproving. He's detaining people for disapproving. It's not a fanfare experience. Any place like that, did I hear about white or black people that have been treated that way? Asian, doesn't matter, been treated that way. Because if they would do that to a white man, I know they don't give a damn about me. So I'm not even going to touch it. In New York, they're becoming like Hollywood in L.A., you know, doing all a bunch of weird stuff. They're trying to gentrify and all kinds of other monkey crap for movies. I get you want a house and you pay somebody to use that house. What is actually happening is, they see a location. They shut the whole block down. Okay, they don't try to communicate with the neighborhoods and whatnot and the businesses. Pay them, whatever. They shut the whole block down. They pay the city, shut the whole block. People lose money, or they don't have no space to go eat if they're in front of a restaurant. Go eat at that restaurant for lunch. Support that restaurant or give them some bread. That's not what they're doing. So New York is not the same way it was. Then you got the Knicks. The Knicks are not the same way as they was. They had a chance with Patrick Ewing and Charles Oakley and many other, but you know, Jordan beat them. But the ejection of Charles Oakley, I thought that was just very disrespectful. Very disrespectful. Worse, way worse. And the security, they're nothing but white supremacists. That's all they are. Nothing but white supremacists. Touching on the man. Like, if he wanted to leave on his own power, he couldn't at that point. And then they got him on the ground. They're pushing up against. Like, what the hell is going on? You know, you're disrespecting a legend in Madison Square Garden. You're disrespecting. See, everybody saw that because they didn't give a damn about Charles Oakley. He's violent. He's like Mike Tyson. He want to fight. No, you touch him, yeah, he want to fight. He push it just like he just did on the tape. But yeah, he got him on the ground. He got him. It's just stupid. It makes no sense. Holding up fans and detaining fans and you know, and all this other stuff. It don't make you. That's why I say I always made it a rule. You know, I only been, you know, to only one NFL game in Jacksonville, Florida. The Jacksonville Jaguars versus the Houston Texans. Okay, I only been to one game. After the Kaepernick situation and after all that cheating, that pissed me off. And the Kaepernick situation, I could see some of the stuff that I saw at that Jacksonville game of why the things are the way they are. Okay. It's the same thing in the NBA. The NBA is more liberal. They're more white liberalist. Claim to love black people, but they really don't. Or you would have black people owning teams. Okay. Just like the NFL. They don't even claim to love black people. They're conservative. Okay. They don't claim anything. They just saying that it's right. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. You go to the left with that. But they don't claim to love or hate black people. But they really hate black people, or a black person would own a team. You wouldn't treat people like that when the organization as a whole is like 80 or 90% black. Same with the NBA. And we've gotten so deep in this culture, in sports, where we're now kicking out fans. We're kicking out fans for disagreeing. He's the only owner that's doing that. But you got refs doing that. You got all kind of people. You got just people in the security in the crowd doing that. They just kick people out because they don't like what you said. Now, the situation with Russell Westbrook, they talking about his kids and his wife and all that. Yeah, they deserve to get kicked out when they're harassing players and players are harassing fans. I agree with that. But there's a flip side to it. When you giving guys technicals for, trash talking, or they dunking and strongman pose, or they got a foul and do strongman pose or something like that, they give them a technical for it. You see what I mean? When the league is 90% African American. But the fans that are saying the most disrespectful stuff, they're not being kicked out like what happened in Utah with Westbrook. And he got kicked out like way after Westbrook blew that up. Because it was about to be Westbrook versus the Utah Jazz fans. That's what it was going to be. When he was still playing for OKC. There's stuff creeping into that. But how you gonna disrespect a legend? Let me try to think of a team. That's just like Shaquille O'Neal going back to the Magic. And he said something to the other team. Oh, you're escorted out. Or what happened with Kendrick Perkins in one finals game? I forget. I think that was on the Warriors. Yeah, the Warriors with LeBron James. That's just like that. How you gonna talk from? First of all, how you gonna talk from the bench? But hey, let the game continue, as long as nobody say no disrespectful stuff. And even if he was ejected, is what they call it. But when you're a fan, that's kicked out. You are after that, they ask you to leave. That becomes trespassing. But yeah. But how they treat letting me get the Kendrick Perkins and not escort him out, but take about 5-6 dudes and dry him out like he, like that's crazy. Or like Shaquille O'Neal say something, they drag his 7 foot, 300 pound behind out. What kind of crap? Or if Charles Barkley went back to the Suns, or he went back to Houston, or any of the teams he played for, because that was another physical dude. Like, what? That's disrespectful. Not saying I like Charles Barkley, but I don't think he deserves that. I don't think he deserves that. But yeah, I think that the NBA has some sort of, that they have, you know, I hope this season, with that, I hope this season ends completely and they give the trophy to Kobe Bryant. They need to give it to Kobe Bryant. That's just bottom line. And these people, they're becoming physical. The security staff is becoming physical. They want to become physical because they're race soldiers. They look like skinheads, which they are skinheads. They are white supremacists because those, at those events, they have to have police and they have to have NBA event security and all that. But the event security is the one that was pushing Charles Oakley. And he's pushing back. Get your hand off me. But you know, yeah, that's what they need to do. They need to clean that junk up. I suggest a boycott. Even Stephen A was talking about a boycott years ago and having Charles Oakley. But I say like this. This is what I say, because he gonna bring up the fact that the next day after Spike Lee gets into the altercation with security about the employee entrance, that a lot of black celebrities showed up. They're sellouts. Anybody that goes to the Garden after that is a sellout. Spike, if he goes back, he's a sellout. That's just plain and simple. And James Dolan is nothing but a white supremacist.